In Washington, some things seem normal. People walking on the National Mall, commuters making their way into work. But the monuments and other attractions are closed. Streets are emptier, commuter trains less crowded. Metrorail tweeting that ridership is down 20 to 25%. Yet while many government offices in Washington are closed, this passport office in New York is up and running.
Well, I would be really frustrated if I wouldn't be able to get my passport. I wouldn't be able to go on vacation, and it would just be a big hassle.
Some government checks are also going out. And at Dulles International Airport, government employees like air traffic controllers are making sure flights take off and land as usual. Still, tourists like Serena Kawahara from Japan can't escape the shutdown.
My friend said this is a big disaster for us because we cannot sightsee in Washington.
But there were no disasters getting in or out, things moving along as usual.
Even though it's hard to tell at places like this airport that the government shut down, for many Americans, there's still a growing sense of frustration.
David Cook, a veteran, came to the airport to pick up his son and daughter-in-law arriving from England. Earlier, he tried to stock up on discounted groceries at his local military base.
Can't buy food on the base or get gas on the base or any of those things.
So he'll be paying much more elsewhere. Empty classrooms for Head Start, a government-funded program for poor children, are also touching a raw nerve, sparking protests in New York.
We want them to give up their salaries in Congress so that our kids can eat, so that our kids can learn.
And in Washington.
I was totally disgusted. Yesterday, we could not run our Head Start program.
Other Americans, like the Reed family in Indiana, are in limbo, waiting for approval of a government-backed mortgage that can't come until the government reopens.
We're in this hotel for who knows how long.
How long? The question on the minds of many waiting for the shutdown to end. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.